But in terms of children's safety, that is the main factor when I choose anything for the shop. And I've never been convinced that the slime is something that's safe for children to play with. Yeah, I don't want to sell anything that has any possible toxic effects. Anything could be absorbed through the hands. Children put their hands in their mouth all the time. That's one thing for certain. So, I don't sell anything that would put them at risk. I think many toys are made, designed, made, and manufactured with solely the thought of the sales, and they are target-led in terms of producing something that will ramp up sales. And they, the craze, if you like, on slime has probably come from a sales-driven market where manufacturers, agents, make the product seem like it's something children have to have. They have to be playing with it. They must have it, or else they are not, in with the crowd. There's a product called Play-Doh. It doesn't have the same malleability, but children can play with Play-Doh safely. They can experiment with that. They can build. They can explore. So I think, there are safe products out there, and I think really there isn't room on, there isn't a need for it in the market, in the toy market. I mean, the safety, the manufacturer will have a safety record of that product for sure. They wouldn't really be able to release it into the UK market if they didn't have. But I think there is I'm a bit concerned about self-certification, which I know can go on without product testing, complete product testing. Certainly all the toys that I sell have been through product testing. It's an expensive process for a manufacturer to put a toy through, but it does mean that unquestionably that toy is safe to play with a child within the guidelines that are issued. Like it might be age guidelines, or it might be in a certain environment. That slime, I'm not sure about. I'm not sure whether it's been through the safety testing or whether it has actually just been self-certified by the manufacturer as complying with the guidelines.